It's August 15th, 2026, and a hotter-than-expected inflation report is throwing cold water on hopes for lower interest rates. Here's what you need to know. Okay, Dev, let's do the big picture first. What's the mood out there today?
Cautious is the word. Inflation came in hot, which means the Federal Reserve, the folks who set interest rates, is under pressure to keep rates higher for longer.
And higher rates for longer. What does that mean for regular people watching their portfolio?
Basically, it makes borrowing more expensive and stocks less attractive, so markets are on edge.
What else is moving things today?
A couple of things. There's fresh trouble in the Red Sea. The Houthi attacks on shipping lanes have resumed, which pushes up the cost of moving goods around the world.
So more supply chain pressure on top of inflation. Great timing.
Exactly. And over in Japan, traders are betting the Bank of Japan will raise its own interest rates soon, which is sending ripples through global currency markets.
A lot of moving parts. Let's dig into the biggest one. Today's main story is that inflation report, the CPI number, and what it means for when we might finally see rates come down.
Right. CPI stands for Consumer Price Index. It's basically a monthly report card on how fast prices are rising for everyday stuff.
And this one came in hotter than people hoped, so it pushes those rate cuts further away?
That's the fear. The whole market has been waiting for the Fed to start cutting, which would mean cheaper mortgages, cheaper loans, and generally a boost for stocks. But if prices are still climbing too fast, the Fed has little reason to ease up, and traders are now far less confident. A cut is coming anytime soon.
This story has been gaining a lot of traction. How widely is it landing?
It's the most watched story in markets right now, and the mood around it is flat out bearish, meaning most people think it's bad news, not a bump in the road.
So the rate cuts people were counting on this year may just not happen.
That's the big risk, and it touches everything. Your mortgage rate, your savings account, the value of your investments.
Let's talk about what's heating up and what's cooling off. Dev, what's gaining steam today?
Two stories are really picking up. First, Novo Nordisk, the company behind Wegovy, just disappointed investors with trial results for a pill version of its weight loss drug, and that story is suddenly everywhere.
People were very excited about a pill form of these weight loss drugs, so that's a real letdown.
Big letdown. The other one gaining traction is China's trade numbers. Exports are surging, and that's starting to shake up the outlook for a lot of emerging markets around the world.
Anything cooling off?
The idea that the Fed might actually raise rates again has largely faded. Markets have moved on from that fear, even if cuts are now delayed.
Bear corner. Dev, make the case that this inflation story is actually worse than it looks.
Sure. If inflation stays sticky and the Fed keeps rates high, companies pay more to borrow, they hire less, and eventually the economy slows, which hurts everyone.
But couldn't the economy just power through? We've heard this before, and stocks have held up.
They have, but the longer rates stay elevated, the more pressure builds under the surface, and at some point, something tends to crack.
Fair point. The optimists have been right so far, but this is a genuine risk worth watching. What should people keep an eye on heading into tomorrow?
Watch for any Fed officials speaking. After a hot inflation print, their words move markets. Also, keep an eye on oil prices, because a spike there would make the inflation picture even worse.
And the Red Sea situation could feed right into that.
Exactly. Disrupted shipping means higher costs for goods, which feeds back into inflation. It's all connected.
That's Narytic Daily for August 15th. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Narytic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research. Thank you.